Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepard Ambellus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another eye-opening episode of the Shepard Ambellus Show. Today we're diving into a topic as mysterious as it is frustrating. The skies above us are alive with strange activity, orbs, craft, lights, things we can't explain, and they're being captured by video every single day by people all around the world, and yet the government has not one word they want to say besides drones. They want you to parrot the word drones, which everyone is. Literally not one person on YouTube is saying these are UFOs. They are all using the government psyop word drones, when in fact the Pentagon has admitted these objects are unidentified, and so has the FBI, which means it is the very epitome of a UFO or unidentified flying object. But no one's talking about that. It's amazing, isn't it? The sheer gullibility that they rely on to push this narrative. Americans are being fed a line that these phenomena are nothing more than hobby grade toys or military technology. But what if I told you that that's the furthest thing from the truth? What if I told you this is all part of something else? This is a big cover-up. The military is worried. Their bases are being breached. Something is going on. And it looks like an alien invasion, to be quite honest. But I've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos. And no matter what the government is telling us and what the news media is telling us is not what is really going on. Today, we're going to dissect the deception. So please stay tuned and we will dive into it. Also, please support the show, support my work so I can remain on air. Since there hasn't been that much support lately, at all, I haven't been able to get the bills paid and remain on air, so I have to generate content that is paid for. I've been working on my new book. I have about 1400 hours into my new book. It's going to be released very soon. I will be announcing that. I cannot offer this content, in my opinion, for free anymore. If you guys are not going to support this, I have to provide this high level information to people who will support it. So that's just the bottom line. So no more giving out just information all day long, I guess, if you guys aren't going to support it. I have to write it into books. I can't put it on my websites anymore, write articles daily or anything, because I'm just getting no support. So it's just all going to go and be monetized content. Now, if you guys want to change that and you want to see me on air, please contribute. The links are in the description. If I get a contribution, I'll come on air. You know, I mean, I got thousands of dollars in bills to pay every month just to survive, to be able to do this. I do this 16 hours a day. So since I was doing it 16 hours a day, putting out videos and all these free articles on Squawk, and without that support, if you guys aren't going to support that, I just had to monetize it all. So now we're just going to go all paid everything. And I'm going to really give my takes and opinions now and stuff, but it's not, no one's going to get to consume that publicly. So that's what, where the information's going. If you guys want to support TimCast and all these other fake shows, TimCast literally says he gets $40,000 per plug, which must be government funded money for him to be a shill coming straight from the CIA, because I've been on every show on the planet. I've been on the biggest shows in the world, Coast to Coast AM, the Alex Jones Show, numerous times in studio with Alex Jones, and I've been plugged probably 50 or 100 times on shows like the Alex Jones Show, including the Alex Jones Show. And I've always got to see and monitor the traffic that comes from that with my highly detailed stats on my websites. And a plug on the Alex Jones Show is worth anywhere from 50 clicks to 200 clicks. And, you know, if you were plugging a book or something, you might make one or two sales. So this notion that TimCast is saying he gets $40,000 to plug something, and that's revenue he's all making, and then he gets hundreds of $100,000 per episode from Russian interest now and all this other stuff, it's obviously a big payoff. You guys can listen to that. You guys can support that. If you're not going to support the show by clicking on the link or scanning the code, it's all going to go away. You guys can just have TimCast and all these other shills tell you that drones are out there, just like the government. The word drones, not one guy is saying any other word other than drones. They've even got the whole general public calling them drones. Every single person that's seeing these orbs and lights and all this stuff in the sky, they're just, or that haven't seen it, just the ones that are listening to all this, they're all just referring to it as drones. You've all been duped. I'm sorry. The psyop behind this goes way deeper, and I guess is way above every American. They can't sift through this. They literally are being told by the government that these are good objects. There's nothing to worry about. They're drones, but yet then they're being told they're not ours or anyone else's. And you guys are eating that shit up. You're believing that. Go watch TimCast. Fucking watch TimCast. I don't give a fuck. All of my shit's gonna be highly like this new book. I have so much information that's top tier. Shit, you can never get my new book. I'll put it to you this way. My new book is basically the modern day Behold a Pale Horse times five. Okay. So it, you know, if you guys want that, you can get it. You'll read right through it page by page, just be burning through it, because it will literally be the most interesting book you've ever read. I fucking guarantee it. But no support on this show, no more opinion on anything. I'm going to do this one show today, and we're going to see if anyone donates to keep this thing going. And if they don't, it's all going to fucking go away. All right. And you guys, seriously, go tune in to all these stupid motherfuckers that have told you the wrong shit every fucking time. Mark Fugle's telling you it's fucking World War III every day. Nothing that guy said has ever come to fruition. You guys are supporting fucking idiots. I'm sick of it. Go support the fucking idiots. Now I'm going to get into segment number one, the Great Distraction. Why the government calls them drones. We're going to dive into the origins of this drone narrative. I mean, look, right off the gate, you have bona fide fucking unidentified objects. Literally, that word has never come out of one reporter's mouth or one person in the government's mouth on this. There's even been people in Congress and the Senate that have chimed in and said, why are you guys calling them drones? Now, they've used this term to downplay that this is unexplained aerial phenomenon. Now, by labeling these objects drones, it makes them sound man-made and ordinary. Meanwhile, they're also trying to label it that they're just in New Jersey. They're worldwide. They're in every fucking state right now. I can't believe the stupidity of fucking people. Y'all can go believe your fucking government and they're gonna walk you right into a fucking concentration camp. You're gonna walk right into the fucking oven listening to fucking Tim Pool, Alex Jones, and all these other fucking fruitcakes that have the same exact fucking narrative. Every last one of them came out and said they're fucking drones. It's fucking bullshit. They're not showing you the real footage on the news. They're having so-called fucking experts on to tell you that the people that are seeing this and filming it are not even seeing that, and they're mistaking them for planes. Oh yeah, I need a fucking expert to tell me what I'm mistaken for a fucking plane or not. Unfucking believable. The fucking sheer fucking stupidity. God damn it. Fuck. God, you motherfuckers. Man, go believe these stupid fucks. You're gonna see. And then they did the reverse fucking blue beam where if you don't believe your government, you're gonna say it's fucking blue beam. Go fuck yourself. God. You guys will see where this is all headed. Now, you also got the guy from the fucking Disclosure Project who's been telling everyone aliens are real the whole fucking time, coming out doing his reverse fucking blue beam fucking bullshit, saying that it's all government craft and aliens don't exist now. I'm sick of it. You guys have literally fallen for every goddamn psyop on the fucking planet. It's ridiculous. Now, I'm going to play some video clips, and let's just analyze what some of these people are saying.
When we're shutting down Air Force bases, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base gets shut down for a while. When commercial airlines are interfered with, they can't do their flight patterns because of these drones. That's weird. You can't tell me the government doesn't know what's going on here. And the fact they will not brief us, they will not level us with us, they won't answer questions in public, there's something really strange
that's
going on.
So, Senator, what I think you're saying is that Rosie could be right. They could be aliens.
Anything is possible.
Okay, if aliens are here, and I think throughout your hearings, we've concluded that something is here, what are they doing? And maybe more importantly, why haven't they made contact?
Locally, one man has seen drones in the Metro East. Fox News' Patrick Clark joins us live with video you have to see with your own eyes, Patrick.
Yeah, that's right, Mandy. It seems apropos that we would be at the Science Center. We have Tom Friedman's Looking Up sculpture over my shoulder here. That's exactly what one man in Illinois has been doing. He's been looking up, and he caught some video with his phone that he's still trying to determine what exactly he saw. Take a look at this video that a viewer shared with us. Using his Galaxy S21 cell phone camera, he recorded this outside his home in Macoupin County, Illinois. The man, who asked that we not share his last name, narrates his video to best describe what he's seeing in early to mid-October, and then as recent as Monday night. Whether these lights or drones are similar to videos that were seen from New Jersey is up for debate, but our Macoupin County resident says the UAPs would fly across the sky very fast in random patterns. He began recording and recounting what he's been seeing to his social media page, sharing with friends.
The last videos I took, Patrick, were last night. I started seeing the strange lights in September. I live in a rural area. I just started seeing weird light configurations, lights tailing each other, just some oddball things. So I just started tailing. I just started following them around. No real optical equipment, just a cell phone. They were tailing each other, and I was seeing literally 50 different objects in the sky at night in October. It went from like early October till October 22nd, 23rd.
Tom says when he was observing the UAPs in October, they seemed to have almost a cat and mouse like movements, as if they were at battle.
He stopped recording around November, but when he began watching the sky again in December, the drones, or UAPs, were more controlled in their nightly flights.
It just depended, just different lights. What I'm seeing now is not near the activity. They're more stable. You do see them every night. I seen, I think, seven last night.
Now, I mean, this is bizarre. It's just, listen to some of these news reports, and it's just bizarre what some of these news outlets are more local, and they're giving a little bit more of the truth. But like the major national outlets, it's like everyone's saying drone, and it's complete programming.
Well, we as humans are learning more and more all the time. That term UFO is no longer used. It's UAP, which stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, but that even has been changed because it did not include underwater items. And so now it is still UAP, but it stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. Whether you call it a drone, a UFO, or UAP, it's still some unanswered questions for you and me.
But they have seen things they just cannot explain. A sheriff's lookout drone tethered to the ground captured this video.
We had something coming at us, and as it's coming at us, it stops, you know, does like a 180 in the air and then drives away. And then comes back and does like a giant U around us. So that's not normal for aircraft.
So this is really happening?
We think so.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Oh, you know, it's definitely something that whatever we're seeing, we can't figure out what it is.
It's about the drones over New Jersey. I saw this drone. Yeah. There was one right over my farm. I don't want to sound paranoid that they were looking at me, but I looked
Judge
at
Napolitano.
It looked at me, and then all of a sudden it took
He's
off.
He's seeing the word drone, too.
The government
you know.
Is insisting, don't worry, it's nothing. Yeah. P.S. We don't know about it. No.
So, you know, just bizarre stuff going on. But Americans in general are gullible on this, and they're just parroting that word drone. And the news isn't showing the right imagery. You know, there was one guy on, they were trying to show these, like, government-looking drones or hobbyist drones, and the guy's like, wait, what are you doing? You're not even showing the footage that I gave you guys. That's not what I was seeing. So the news is involved in a complete cover-up. Look, these things are penetrating U.S. airspace. They're penetrating military bases. And this is on our regular. It's on, it's happening often now. It happened at a military installation in New Jersey. Another few installations before that. Now Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. This is all openly admitted. The U.S. is totally defenseless against these. They can't do anything about it. They won't shoot them down. Now they're saying they might be benign. They're saying they literally might be have bad intent, but they still can't do anything about them. Why? Because they are defenseless. They literally cannot do anything about this. These orbs are taking down police and government drones daily. I've seen numerous videos where those police and government drones try to get close to these orbs and just fall right out of the sky and crash and break those big police drones and stuff. So this is going on. It's happening. You know, there's car alarms going off, lights flickering in cities all across the United States and other countries. My motorcycle alarm went off for 3 nights in a row, despite being locked in a garage that's perfectly still. There is just a lot of strange activity lately that's going along with this. And a lot of people want to know if it's advanced earthly technology or otherworldly craft. I mean, to be honest, it's bizarre. It looks like orbs and stuff. And I just don't
believe that that's military, what would be their purpose? And how would they have that? Why would they be doing this worldwide? And then on, I mean, it's just nothing makes sense as in terms of a blue beam. It just doesn't add up the way they're doing this. It doesn't make sense like that. So it's just, in my opinion, it's like Occam's razor. That's just not happening. Blue beam's not going on, but there is major disinformation campaigns out there. And what's the media's role in this? I mean, they've literally been conditioning the masses. They've been programming all of you that these are drones. They're not bona fide unidentified flying objects like the Pentagon's admitted once or twice that they cannot identify these at all, period, end of story, along with the FBI. No, they're not UFOs, they're drones, right? So that is the major psyop that I wanted to point out behind all this. And there's a lot of dismissive or misleading reporting. There's a lot of people out there saying these witnesses didn't see what they say. They're just stupid. You know, they're basically saying all the news. It's like as if a news channel or some lady on the fucking news is an authority to tell an eyewitness what the fuck they saw. That's what I'm fucking sick of. These goddamn news channels that go in and they act like they're some kind of fucking authority saying, oh, well, typically we can't believe eyewitness reports because they're never accurate. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. What's never accurate and what we can never fucking believe is the goddamn fucking mainstream media that lies on a daily basis. They lie by the minute and second now. In fact, not even one word can come out of their mouth unless it's a fucking lie. And it's such fucking bullshit. And now we got bigger problems. There's a bigger problem going on. They're getting ready to lock down the United States. They don't want people to look up. Things are going to start getting bad with natural disasters, flooding this winter, weather. It's going to all ramp up. Why does all this matter? Because more than likely, the Anunnaki are starting to return. We saw this with Oumuamua. We know that this is not a natural asteroid off-gassing, like they say. It's flying around intelligently. It was a scout ship. They even named it that. So, you know, they have this all, you know, on record. They know they went after the Sumerian stuff in Operation Planet X with the first Gulf War. And, I mean, they literally know what's coming. They've got their satellites out there. It is unbelievable. So, well, I don't know what, I'm having a bad connection, today. I guess with my internet, that's another thing. Have you guys been experiencing disruptions in any of your communication or any of that? Because a lot of people are reporting crazy stuff all the way down to missing time. People driving around in their vehicles saying all of a sudden they were driving in and they found themselves in another spot of town. They're acting totally scared, crying. It doesn't look like an act to me. I've seen several of these videos. And it is bizarre. I mean, things are ramping up. These are exciting times to live in. Guys, please support the show. Scan the QR code on the screen if you want to see more of this content. If you don't, you don't. It will all go away if I don't get any support. I got thousands of dollars in bills for me to live every month and do this full time. I also got books coming out because of the low support on the show. I now have to monetize all the high-end information. So my new book will be out. It's literally the most informative and amazing book I've ever read in my life. I just read it through again after, you know, doing all the proofreads and all this stuff. But it is literally, I mean, I'm not saying it because it's my book. I if anything, I wouldn't like my own book. Like, I'm very critical about stuff. I read it faster than I read the book Behold a Pale Horse, and I was far more into it, and I can only imagine what a reader who's picking the book up for the first time is going to think. It is absolutely top quality. It's phenomenal. I have over 1400 hours into the production of this product, and it will be launching soon. So support it one way or the other, but this shows might go away and I might just have to focus on writing book after book, and just no one's going to hear this information for free anymore because I got such low support. And I do got thousands of dollars of bills a month, and this streaming shit and stuff, it's not cheap. All this stuff adds up. If you want phone lines, guys, I was paying $500 a month for the phone lines. So, you know, me getting a couple hundred dollars a month in donations doesn't even cover the professional phone lines that we have. It's about $30 per episode, per hour, to keep the phone lines open. It's all charged by who calls, who's in waiting, how many minutes the call board's open. You guys don't even have a clue of what it takes to run a show like this. People think you come on and you turn on the camera. I can't function off of $300, $400, and $500 worth of support a month. I need more support. It's just fact. And if I don't get that support, all of this stuff will close down. Maybe I'll come on once or twice a month, but I'm not going to give out anything special anymore. And you guys can just watch Timcast and stuff all day long. But you know, you can buy my books. So if that's what you want, if you do like the show and you want me to keep doing this, then I have to have the funds put in place for it. A lot goes into this. I literally, oh God, you guys, it's unfucking believable. I've been waking up at midnight to 2 o'clock every morning for the last 60 fucking days and working until 6 at night on this fucking book. And you know, I got such a work ethic, I'm not going to listen to any fuck telling me what I got going on and what I don't. But please support the show. Scan that QR code. I'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Feeling a little low on energy, or maybe you're looking for a natural way to boost your immune system and detoxify? Let me introduce you to Nature's Green Powerhouses, Spirulina and Cholera. Packed with essential vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, Spirulina and Cholera are known to increase energy, support immunity, and aid in detoxifying the body from heavy metals and pollutants. Imagine a daily supplement that can support your heart, boost your digestion, and even give your skin a healthy glow. And the best part? Right now you can save big on these powerful superfoods. Just click the Health Ranger store link in our show description below and qualify. Spirulina and Cholera at the price that's easy on your wallet. It's really a good deal. And if you buy in bulk, you can save up to $100. Discover the benefits of Spirulina and Cholera today. Click that link below in the description. Save money. Let nature fuel your best self. Health Ranger Store, bringing you pure power from nature's finest. Get to it from the link. Looking for a show that dives deep, asks the tough questions, and never backs down? Don't miss The Shepherd Ambella Show, live weekdays, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on YouTube and Rumble. Shepherd Ambella brings you real, unfiltered discussions on the topics you care about, from breaking news to untold stories and secrets lurking behind the headlines. And don't worry, if you cannot catch the show live, each episode is archived for on-demand listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so you can stay connected anytime, anywhere. Join the growing movement of listeners who want to know what is going on out there and know that there's more than meets the eye. Tune in, question everything, and get ready to see the world differently. Only on the Shepherd Ambella Show. Hey guys, Shepherd Ambella's here. I just wanted to let you know that the Shepherd Ambella Show isn't funded by big corporate interests. It's funded by listeners like you That's right. Your support fuels our mission to bring the truth to the airwaves, keeping the lights on, our mics hot, and the stories unfiltered. If you believe in fearless independent media, make a pledge today. Every dollar counts. You can find all the links below in the description. Help keep fighting for the truth, only on the Shepherd Ambella Show. All right, I'm back. We're talking about how a lot of Americans are falling for the drone psyop, believing that bona fide, unidentified objects that police forces and our government cannot even identify, they are going to just take the government's word for it and believe that they're drones and then parrot that they are drones. On every time that they talk about these objects, they say the word drones, whether y'all are going and telling your friends that you saw an orb in the sky or whatever, you're already bought into the psyop that it's a drone. You failed. Whoever is thinking like that is thinking wrong. The government has you by the fucking balls. Are you listening? So by people listening to the news and now believing every word out of the fucking news' mouth is beyond me. Y'all can go listen to this fucking news and they'll walk you right into a camp. You're literally going to get walked right into a fucking camp. Watch, mark my fucking words. Mark my motherfucking words. That is what's coming. They're getting ready to do bird flu lockdowns, the whole nine fucking yards. The shit is coming. There's whistleblowers within the government that already told me firsthand that we are going to be experiencing abrupt, severe climate change, so bad as to which entire cities will be completely submerged underwater. All right, guys. Well, the New World Order doesn't want me on air today. They're just attacking my whole transmission. I'll try to come back on later, but I'm cutting in and out. Everyone's dropping out. They're telling me I'm cutting out. So I'll be back later, I guess, if I can establish a connection on my 1,000 fucking speed internet. It makes no sense. So, anyways, I expose the PSYOP. Y'all can believe that they're drones and parrot government information all day long, but you would be wrong. We'll see you later. Please support the show. I'll be back on later, see if we can get signal. Have a good one.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.